Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2322, recorded on May Day, Thursday the 1st of May 2025. I'm Lynette Edwards and I'm joined by John Hoyle to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We're always pleased to hear from you. We're pleased to welcome Geoffrey Ayres, Anne Richardson and Janet Spruce to Chatterbox and hope you enjoy listening regularly to the weekly recordings as well as to the occasional special features. Speaking of which, before we begin, we have a message from Sarah Lusher.
Hello everyone. The May 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is all ready for you. You can hear about the traditional skill of thatching, an historic boatyard, behind the scenes on Gone Fishing, a local chef with a Michelin star, and commemorations for the 80th anniversary of VE Day on the Blickling Estate, with our regular contributors Nina Nanar, Nick Aitchison and Mike Liggins adding to the issue. There's lots to hear about, so do keep listening after the news.
Thank you, Sarah. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories and five letters from readers to the evening news, plus information desk and three features. Two of the features were written by Derek James, while the third takes us to the Bishop's Garden in Norwich.
This week has seen a bumper collection of charity-related stories. Age UK is encouraging people to walk or run 80 kilometres in May to raise money for dementia services, and on June the 1st, the charity is hosting a special open day at Bishop's Garden to celebrate its 80th year of service. The Norfolk Scouts have raised £600 for a Ghanaian school, while Norwich Airport arranged for 11 siblings of children who have received care at East Anglia Children's Hospice to tour the airport. Jarrells have raised more than £11,000 for Norfolk and Waveney Mind, while several trusts have contributed to the launch of a new motor cruiser for the disabled, which has been launched by the Nancy Oldfield Trust.
Age UK Norwich is urging people to walk or run 80 kilometres in May. The charity wants to raise money and awareness for dementia support services by getting people to take part in the Run or Walk 80K for Dementia Awareness Challenge. This challenge is part of the charity's 80th anniversary celebrations. Participants can complete the 80 kilometres individually or as part of a group through daily walks, park strolls or countryside hikes. An Age UK Norwich employee said, "Having recently had a loved one diagnosed with dementia, I've seen firsthand the incredible work Age UK Norwich does to support those affected, both the individual and their families. Since I joined the charity last April, I've seen the real difference our clubs and information services make. That's why I'll be running 80K in May, to ensure my grandma and others like her receive the vital support they deserve." Dan Skipper, Chief Executive Officer at Age UK Norwich, said, "Every step you take makes a difference. Join us in this important challenge and help us support those living with dementia in Norwich."
Age UK Norwich is inviting the community to celebrate its 80th year of service. The charity is hosting a special open day at Bishop's Garden on Sunday, June the 1st, from 1pm to 4:30pm. The event is part of the charity's year-long birthday celebrations. The Family Friend-Day event will feature live music, entertainment, games, children's activities, a plant sale, refreshments and community stalls. The open day is part of Age UK's Norwich £80,000 fundraising target for 2025, with all proceeds going towards services for older people in the city. Entry costs £5 per person, with free admission for children under 16 and wheelchair users. Last entry is at 4pm. The gardens are opened each year to charities who have applied to be part of these iconic showcases. Taking place over a number of Sundays across summer, Age UK Norwich is thrilled to have been chosen as a supported charity. Dan Skipper, Age UK Norwich CEO, said, "The Bishop's Garden Open Day is a brilliant way to celebrate and raise funds for the essential work we do every day. Fundraising is becoming more and more vital to us as a charity, with reliance on our local community to support one another being essential." More details and the full events calendar can be found on the Age UK website.
A City Cub Scouts raised £600 for our Ghanaian school by taking on a sponsored challenge. The 8th Norwich Cub Scouts took part in a sponsored event to beat their personal bests at an activity of their choice. Many chose to do cubby uppies, their own version of keepy uppies, to raise money for the school. Their efforts raised £600 for the Kekeli Foundation's Ho School, an all-inclusive school in Ghana. The money will go towards creating a playing field for the students. Norwich City Football Club Community Sports Foundation heard about the effort and gave the Cub Scouts certificates to celebrate the effort. They said the Cubs were fantastic. Carrie Brown from the school said, "We greatly appreciate your hard work and dedication to Kekeli Foundation. We're excited to announce plans to prepare the football pitch and set up the goalposts, ensuring an inclusive space for our children and the community to come together. Your contribution will help to make the Canary Field at the Model Inclusive School a reality."
11 siblings of children who have received care from East Anglia's Children's Hospices each enjoyed a behind-the-scenes visit to the city's airport. This special day at Norwich Airport was organised as part of the company's new charity partnership with Each. The visit, hosted by airport staff and supported by Each staff and volunteers, included hands-on activities in the terminal, a guided airfield tour, a stop at the airport's fire station, and lunch.
A department store has raised more than £11,000 for a mental health charity. Gerald's in Norwich raised £11,257 for Norfolk and Waveney Mind over 18 months. The charity was chosen by colleagues for its work supporting people with mental health problems across Norfolk and Waveney. The money was raised through events including bingo and quiz and chips nights, special sales of perfumes and beauty bags, and carol singing. Gerald's gin sales and customer loyalty scheme contributions also helped, as did a sponsored moustache-growing effort that raised more than £1,000.
One of the Broads' best-known charities has a good-as-new recycled addition to its fleet after a donated vessel received a £275,000 makeover. The Nancy Oldfield Trust has taken delivery of a motor cruiser which will be used to provide trips on the water for disabled and disadvantaged visitors. The vessel was donated to the Trust by its then owners, who had used it for school trips. After a major upgrade project, which involved remodelling the interior to include a fully disabled toilet, installing a new electric engine, a lift, plus a rear outside seating area and solar panels, it's now back on the water. The boat has been renamed Hazel after Hazel Funnell, who, with husband Len, gave it to the charity. The new vessel will transform what the Trust can offer. It's able to accommodate 12 passengers, more than its existing boats, and has a larger lift for motorised wheelchairs. One real selling point is that you can see out of the boat while sitting down or in a wheelchair. The Trust has previously offered motor trips on its Neatshead HQ and Ludham Bridge, but Hazel will operate from Richardson's Boatyard in Stalham, which also provided a mooring with easy access for groups.